Off the Ball, GAA.
I feel we're in such a special place right now in Gaelic football. We're giving it a go. We're trying things out. There's an energy and everyone seems to love it, lad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hello, Kathleen McNamee here with you, and I am delighted to bring you a very exciting piece today. Alana Cannan was joined by Guinness Ambassador Brian O'Driscoll as they team up with Field of Vision to bring a revolutionary sensory experience to visually impaired fans at this year's Guinness Men's and Women's Six Nations Championships. This new partnership is part of Guinness's ongoing commitment to champion impactful inclusion and diversifying experiences for all. Never settling until sport is a place where everyone can belong. Enjoy.
So, Brian O'Driscoll, we're here at the Guinness Storehouse to launch the Field of Vision device. It's here beside us. We had a run through this morning to see exactly how it works, but how much of an impact do you think it's going to make for visually impaired people at the Games?
Yeah, well, you know, it's obviously significant. I think it was news to me that 300,000 people in Ireland were visually impaired, 217 million people across the world. It's you know, you take it for granted, everything that you see at a live game of rugby or other sports. So to add another dimension to their experience is so huge. To rely on the commentary, obviously, but in real time, get a sense as to when turnovers are happening, tries are happening, and there's a change of momentum. You obviously, their senses are heightened around the feel of the crowd. Their other senses will try and make up for their loss of sight. But to add another component to that experience is going to add huge value to their overall enjoyment. And I think it's such a brilliant concept in that Guinness getting involved with the Never Settle campaign. They've put other ones in the past around making sport as inclusive as they possibly can. And this is a huge addition to that.
And obviously we saw Martin Gordon's run through of it on an actual match day. It'll be great to see it rolled out now across more matches. But you talk about there those kind of non-visual cues at matches. Is that something as a player that you pick up on during a game? And do you see it completely differently now, maybe doing the punditry side of things or just watching the game in general?
Yeah, it's funny. When we went through the one of the examples, they picked Shane Horgan's try back in 2006 over in Twickenham when we won the Triple Crown, and it was so enjoyable closing your eyes and actually doing it, because I was involved in the game and I had some involvements in that moment, and I can remember like it was yesterday of going through all of that. And so there are certain moments that you remember from yesteryear, but in real time, I think, you know, as an analyst, you're so reliant on what your eyes see rather than the feel of what's going on. It's a sense that you totally take for granted, that I'm trying to predict and see something happening in advance and almost preemptively make a decision to maybe show your knowledge, but also to inform the public that, you know, something's on. There's nobody in the backfield. They've got a chip and chase, or can they exploit someone out wide, or there's an injury, someone standing in the defensive line on one leg. Those things are so huge, and so you'd absolutely take it for granted that is a sense that I 100% lean on, rather than the feel for the game per se.
But like when you're in the game as a player, obviously there is that kind of, you can feel momentum,
100%.
Which not tangible, but it's
no,
still a
totally.
Feeling.
Yeah. And so we're always as analysts and fans going, oh, why have they gone to the corner? Why have they gone for goal? Because you have a sense in the game around the ebbs and flow of the games and where the momentum lies, and you just have to go with your gut. And as a leader, Dan Sheehan made some great decisions of kicking for goal at the weekend, rather than other times I might have taken quick taps or gone for lineouts. He was like, let's keep the scoreboard ticking over, which was really smart in hindsight. But there's been so many occasions over the course of my playing days where you're like, let's break from what we'd normally do here, because the pack really feels they have the opposition on the edge. You know, the momentum is with us, or let's let's just take 3 points and get back and keep that scoreboard ticking.
There is that kind of sense, so that you can feel something happening, even if maybe you can't see it for yourself. But I'll leave the breakdown of the actual matches to yourselves and Owen Sheehan, obviously available on Off the Ball regularly. So then sticking on that kind of theme of atmosphere, what would you say is kind of the best atmosphere you experience as a player and then previous as well?
I think Croke Park in 07 for the England game was one of the all-time great atmospheres. I think almost every time that we went to Cardiff to the Millennium Stadium, now the Principality, was huge because we had such great tussles with Wales, winning the Slam there in 09, losing in 05 to them there as well. The atmosphere in Cardiff is, I'd say, probably unrivaled.
Can you put your finger on it, what it is?
Well, it's the stadium, it's the acoustics, it's the building of the stadium, it's the Welsh support, it's the Irish support that loves to travel there, it's the roof closed. You know, I think the architectural makeup of it isn't conducive to the grass actually getting a whole lot of sunlight, but don't worry about that, they can replace that grass. The atmosphere is insane, and that's what I think a huge number of players that have played across the globe in stadia, in the biggest stadia, you know, even in America, would say that the atmosphere in Cardiff is right up there as probably number one.
Interesting.
I know you're meant to say your home stadium, but I'm sorry, it's better in the Principality than it is in the Aviva.
And it has a ways to go there, do you think?
Yeah, it does. And I think there's a responsibility on the team, but also on the crowd, just staying put and enjoying the game. It's a while since I've been a spectator in the Aviva, but just from feedback that you have to, as a player, you do need to give the crowd a reason to shout early on and get their blood going. But then also, people, you know, enjoy the game. It's only 80 minutes.
Hopefully they'll get that done there in the next couple of weeks. One more I wanted to ask you before I let you go. They were talking about here today how they'd like to see this rolled out across other sports and maybe have it trialled with teams like Bohemians and all the rest. I saw Johnny Sexton was at the Shamrock Rovers match alongside Damien Duff, who I saw you recently. You caught up with him around Christmas time as well. Do you show any kind of interest in the League of Ireland or kind of the growth there? Because talk about atmosphere, that's on the rise and the up and up
sure
as well.
Sure is. Yeah, and listen, I think a huge amount of it, I have to say, is down to Duffer and the excitement that he has brought, the interest that he's brought, the sound bites that he has brought, and his general enthusiasm for it. And it was great to catch up with him. I hadn't seen him for quite a while, and he's ready to go again. You know, he was enthused. You know, they were in pre-season, and he was enthused about trying to defend their crown. So, yeah, you know, it's brilliant to see Irish football, you know, homegrown football, starting to really, you know, get some headlines, get some interest, get some big crowds, and hopefully it'll encourage kind of the grassroots level, but also some overseas signings that mightn't quite make it in Prem and Championship to come and play, and you know, all boats rise.
You talk about Duffer there. Do you guys have any kind of relationship, a bit of back and forth? There's definitely that respect there anyways.
I know Damien. I know him a long time. Like, we're not drinking buddies, but we I've seen him enough times to know him and have a laugh with him, and he's a really good guy. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's a good fun person, good energy, and that's
brilliant.
Duffer.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone will know what you're getting at there. Definitely a brilliant character to have in the league, and hopefully we see the likes of this device rolled out across more sports now as well.
It'll be brilliant. And listen, there's the capacity for it to be used at home, which would be amazing. I mean, you know, not everyone gets the chance to go to live sport or has the capacity or the confidence to do it. So to get it, to have it at home, to have it in sync with the commentary, and that, again, an alternative sense is to appreciate what, you know, what's happening, the peaks and troughs of the game would add massive value to the overall sport viewing experience for visually impaired, and actually a great opportunity to get more people that just haven't been able to connect with sport in any way to find a way into becoming sport lovers. So I know it's happening in AFL and in soccer, and this is just the beginning. You know, these are young guys, they're 23, 24 years of age, that have come up with incredible tech. So huge credit to the Field of Vision guys for identifying this opportunity within the market to help so many people out.
For sure, and a brilliant event here today as well. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Emil. Cheers.
Off the Ball Daily.